Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Uncle Wes, Uncle Milt, Uncle Kenny, Uncle this, Cal. We love them, known them forever. I know them both coaches forever. I'm taking my time.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
DJ Wagner's probably going to go to Kentucky. You got me. Ha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Penny's a bum. Like, we know that Penny can't coach, and he had good players. He didn't do a damn thing with them. So they're wallowing in their own. I mean, Penny Hardaway's class this year was what? Nothing. Like, his class next year is going to be what? Nothing. Like, those dudes aren't going to Penny anymore. The book is out on Penny. He's done anyway. That's our instead. He's already done.
So 5 o'clock hour, Strebel's off today. He's doing parent-teacher conferences. Sounds miserable. Did you ever have a bad one of those? I mean, is Strebel going to have to tell some parents kids a bum today?
There were ones that I feared. I think there was really only one time that one actually went bad, and that was just because I was really bad in chemistry.
Oh, I mean, who isn't? Who cares?
And it led to where...
Man, I was bad at chemistry.
God, I had to... I had to go to school early, like 3 days a week
Figure out chemistry.
Yes,
miserable.
Yeah, but and you know, that was me hauling my ass out here to Cardinal Town, the manual from out in the East End to get there like 6:30 in the morning.
Poor little Jack Grossman, just because he stinks or stunker. I don't know if he still does chemistry. I mean, who cares?
I mean,
now?
I probably would have failed the class if I didn't do that.
But oh goodness, that's
I got a C plus.
C's get degrees and you move on. Goodman's being smoked on the text line.
Wagner stuff.
Well, I mean, Goodman said that if you're DJ Wagner, why not go to Louisville? I think there's a couple things here, and I want to get to that. 437-9680. Texter goes, I listened to the whole Goodman interview. I wanted you to ask about IU. Damn you, Sweeney. We ran out of time, man. I'm sorry. They're number 20 in the country in the almanac. I you know.
He's an Indiana guy, too,
He mentioned Trace Jackson Davis's name, didn't he? Or the Bigs.
Yeah.
I mean, he's under the dust
of the Bigs. That wouldn't be here if it wasn't for NIL.
We mentioned the Bigs. I don't know what you want. Anyway, 437-9680. So, Jack, you tell me, because, you know, we do what I always do, and turn your mic off, sorry. I just can hear you breathing down my neck, which I like. It turns me on too much that I can't do radio while I'm that turned on. you know, at the 3 o'clock hour, we talked about the DJ Wagner, Aaron Bradshaw news today. And I always think, okay, I want to talk about this, but I want to also kind of expand the topic. And so, Jack, that is your job as we go this hour. Because this was just the biggest story. Now, if you don't know, if you're just joining us, Travis Branham of 24/7, who quite frankly has been all over this story. I mean, probably we have reacted more to his reporting, his stories, his crystal balls, whatever it may be. And yes, I use the word crystal balls. That he said that DJ Wagner and Aaron Bradshaw, two top five players in the 2023 class, are expected to visit Kentucky for Big Blue Madness on October 14th. So then I tweeted out, and again, that stream will be mad at Branham. That's what that sound is from.
Crystal ball vet.
And calling him a bomb and everything else. And so I put out, is he going to Louisville Live? Like, for the love of God, they have, and I know our guy Ty Spalding has put it out there, they have good players. They have five stars. They have A.J. Johnson, who they desperately need to get. The five-star guard, who you're probably going to fight Texas at least for him. Like, you got to go get him. And so all this DJ Wagner stuff comes out, and I'm like, is he going to Louisville Live or not? It's under a month away, and I mean, come on, at this point, Louisville's got five or six, at least I think, big-time prospects that are lined up. I'm sure there'll be more, and let's just be honest here, what's going on. Travis Branham puts out the current expectation, and I understand that's a hedge. The current expectation among sources is that neither DJ Wagner or Aaron Bradshaw will visit U of L. And so the way I open the show is what I'll say again in the 5 o'clock hour. And Jack, this is where I need your help. Where else do we go with this? Because for me, this story is very simple. In these recruiting battles, in the rivalry, there is a winner and there is a loser. Coming up in November, Scott Satterfield is either going to lose again to Mark Stoops or he's going to walk into Kroger Field and get what will no doubt be the biggest win of his now four-year tenure. It's going to be one or the other. It's going to be win or you lost. And when you go head-to-head in recruiting, it's winning or losing. And so there's no reason the pivots that I have saw today and heard today, some of them are quite frankly sad. Let's be honest. Louisville wanted DJ Wagner. Let's be honest. They hired Milt Wagner. Let's just say what it is. It's okay to hold the L. Cal's held it. He held it against St. Peter's. He held it the NIT year. He held it against Indiana. He held it against Mac one time. Yes. 9-16. James Wiseman going to bum Penny. It happens, and it happened here. That's what it looks like. I don't know. I mean, hey, there might be a third party. Goodman just said it like 10 minutes ago. Hey, there might be a third team in there or somebody, which would mean G League. You know, Bradshaw's Kentucky or G League. There might be some stuff there. You know, he ends up in the G League.
A waste of time that would be if we spent all this time and energy on DJ Wagner.
It'd be almost a win for U of L fans.
And he goes to either the G League or another school.
Yeah. The other school would be, Mick Cronin got him. Yeah. Like, someone like Mick Cronin.
Or if Shire got him. That's the best.
I wouldn't be able to do the show.
That would be the best outcome for this show.
Is if DJ Wagner and Aaron Bradshaw went to Duke. I how could we do the show? I could not do the show. So all this is going on, Jack, and I'm hearing this stuff, and I'm like, listen, don't make no mistake about it. Louisville wanted DJ Wagner when he showed up at the AAU event. Griffith showed up. I mean, we had Louisville luminaries showing up. Louisville fans were flooding the place for DJ Wagner.
Louisville luminary section.
Here's the thing. And if Louisville fans end up holding the L here and they hold it against John Calipari and Kentucky, I'm sorry. I'm going to disagree with everybody. I think then it's a good thing that he never visited Louisville. And I think it's a good thing that he wouldn't be going to Louisville Live. To me, if I were a fan, the last thing I would want is that tease. That'd be the last thing. Is imagine having Louisville Live, and it's all about DJ Wagner, and it's like, yo, you need to get AJ Johnson. And I know I keep going back to that.
But that's the thing. If he visits, though, then you're not viewing it as a tease. You're still viewing it as a battle that you're in.
What I'm saying, all of my conversation is he's going to Kentucky. And so if he's going to Kentucky and he still visits U of L, it's going to be that's the story and that's the tease and that's how you get hatred and hurt feelings and everything else.
But let's be honest. If he did visit U of L,
we don't want a pity visit.
Well, we don't want it to be a pity visit, but also Louisville fans aren't viewing it as a pity visit in the moment.
Are they?
I think after today it's different.
That's what I'm saying. If tomorrow, let's do this. If tomorrow it comes out, Travis Branham tweets out that DJ Wagner and Aaron Bradshaw are going the next weekend to be at Louisville Live.
I mean, Rummage said it as much when he called into Maben today, where I should have cut this off.
What's the conversation?
He said, look, if he doesn't go to Louisville Live, I think it's done.
Yeah, well, and, I do, but Jack,
if he did go, then he thinks the conversation again.
What I'm saying is the argument that he's 6'2". Is suddenly out the window.
Yes, so of course that's what
they
do.
We don't have to do any of that. That's my point here. We don't have to do any of that. There is a winner and there is a loser. And yes, Jeff Goodman's like, why wouldn't he go to Louisville? Well, here would be my thing. You don't think Calipari wants to show dominance?
Of course he does.
What do you think?
Of all people, of course Cal does.
What do you think? And here's something Jack's not talking about. None of you basketball bennies are talking about. John Calipari, what if he has a shred of self-awareness? Just a shred. And he understands, like all of us understand, that he needs overwhelming talent to win it all. What's he trying to get this class?
Over the top, overwhelming.
When he has had overwhelming talent, I mean, I guess 2010.
Yes.
I mean
2010, 2012, 2015.
Look where they were. The Bam, De'Aaron Fox, Malik Monk, we probably look back on that now. I was like, damn, that team was probably better than in the moment than we thought. But you're right. They're knocking on the door. One of the top teams, the favorite going into the tournament, a high seed, a one seed. And yeah, again, we can do the jokes. Yes, Cal is choked. Yes, he could have DJ Wagner and Aaron Bradshaw and Kingsley's been there a year, Jack, and he could bring in a couple guys that we from Illinois State. We don't know who they are, but they average 19 a clip, and we can do that conversation that we have done, and he can get to the Elite Eight, and he can face off against someone in the Elite Eight, and he can lose.
And they can
crumble down the stretch, and we can have the narrative of he had the most talent, he had close, although, you know, we'll see what Duke and others have, close to the most talent, and he didn't do that. Dude, I mean, that's a possibility. And Kentucky fans will do what? Just like they did when they lost to St. Peter's. They will hold the damn L. And then
Cal will do a magic
trick. And then he'll do a magic trick.
That's
all I'm saying. I mean, but don't think Cal doesn't know, hey, I need to get all this talent. Yes, I need to get all the talent. Don't think that Cal doesn't want to exert dominance. I think DJ Wagner needs to play. All I've heard today is how he can't play from Louisville fans. So I expect Louisville fans to be totally out on that blank. You better not do that in the morning. We'll be listening. Me and Jack will be listening. There's no reason to do that. There's no reason to pivot. We talked about this guy for months. Jack has, in fact, we need to do this again, Jack. Go ahead and type it in. We did this in hour number one. Jack has, like, literally, there might be 800 sounds where he can just pick up at any point and start reading.
Maben, as John Calipari, if we don't get DJ Wagner, it's because of Mitch Barnhart.
I mean, he can do that for an hour. Keep going. Give us a couple more.
Branham 3, DJ Wagner, still cloudy, thinks Drake Nocta deal is overblown. Rummage crushes on three over DJ Wagner. Maben, there haven't been any momentum swings with DJ Wagner.
Oh man,
writing on the wall. DJ Wagner going to Louisville.
I mean, we can do it.
Blaine Gopes Cal and DJ Wagner don't elope while in Spain. They might have.
Oh man, I tell you what, it's been Jack. Sorry to pause.
Yep.
What it's been is, this is how I feel about Louisville.
Oh, hold on, I got a great one.
All right, go ahead. Then shut your mic off so you're not breathing down my neck.
Blank and Rummage want you to talk to recruits. Three, DJ Wagner signing a baby's chest is beautiful.
I just want you to find four or five in a row, and then we'll just read them because we can do that all hour. And I've been as wrong, not as vocal as others, as everybody else with all this. For me, I believe that I believe the consternation was self-inflicted with Kenny Payne. That's what I believe. I believe that it did not need to be the way it was when he was hired. It needed to be treated more as a rebuild. With the transfer portal, that is always a difficult sell. It is. It's a difficult sell with guys being able to play immediately. And it's not like, hey, it's a guy at the end of the bench. No, it can be your best player. It can be your second best player. I mean, if Louisville would have got Isaiah Wong at Miami, he'd be their best player. That would be getting their best player.
Or Nigel Pack.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of.
Isaiah Wong was the one that, because Nigel Pack went to Miami.
Yeah, he left. But you understand what I'm saying. You can go out and get a starter, a top-line player. And I want to be clear, Kenny Payne missed this offseason. He whiffed a bunch. And they created some buzz, and who knows how much of that buzz was real, but we understand what happened. But instead of treating this as a what I think is going to be a two-year, this year and next year, mini rebuild to get his guys in that are going to play his way, I don't think too much of Chris Mack, and not what he left behind, but his tutelage and coaching and everything else that went into that, and just the bad feeling that, I mean, some of these guys like Jalen Withers sticking it out, good for him. I mean, has he had a good moment since he's been here? I mean, let's just be, I don't mean him. I mean, every team, I mean, come on, there's been fighting, there's been turmoil, there's been coaches leaving, there's been something else.
He was a redshirt on the Jordan Warren team.
Yeah, there you go. And so it's like one of those things where it was portrayed one way, and then, I mean, I hate saying it. The year that DJ Wagner is out, you hire Milt Wagner. I mean, if you waited a year for that, I mean, just throwing it out there. If you wait a couple years for that, it's not my business. But optically, of course. Of course. Everyone's like, you know, people have asked me, well, Sweeney, what do you think? Is it optically bad that he visits Louisville? And I'm like, it's all optically bad for U of L. Let's just be clear. There's no way that it's not. It's optically worse if he's there and loving and hugging on everybody and you throw a party for him and then you don't get him because he was always going to Kentucky and then you lose to Chris Beard or Butch Beard, A.J. Johnson. That would be another part of that.
Kenny Payne struck out. He lost DJ. He's going to Kentucky. That's it.
Yeah.
And we're going to suck.
Well, not the second part. There's other guys to get. Texas says, Andy, stop trying to make the narrative. No real Louisville fans are saying DJ can't play. No, but I'm saying there's a group of people that thinks like you have to do that in the rivalry, and it's just silly. And with this, you can't do it because, I mean, guys, all we did was talk about the entire summer. Jack Grossman did nothing but cut sound. It kept us sustained in sports radio when Travis Branham would log a damn crystal ball. He log a crystal ball, and it would be the show.
And it would be cloudy.
And it would be fantastic, and then it's cloudy, and that's another show. And it's like, we're doing weeks on this. Texas says, who the hell is pivoting that DJ isn't as good of a player anymore? I mean, you guys are going to, I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, we're getting that all over the place. It's been my Twitter feed all day.
All what I'm saying is 6'2" can be stopped a lot easier than 6'8". And these coaches are about defense first. You know, if we can make your life hard and we're a good passing team, we're going to win a lot of games.
Oh, that's the Kamari Land stuff. I mean, I think Kamari Land's going to be pretty good. Hang on. Let me read some text, Jack. Sorry. Texas says, quick, a slit of the throat is always better than the slow torture death. Texas says, bigger ego, John Calipari or Jared Stillman. Texas says, Goodman's argument that going to UK would be stupid because the players are too good is moronic. Guess he shouldn't go to the NBA either. All those players on those teams. I mostly agree with that. I think DJ Wagner, you go to play with other good players. I mean, I think this, if this didn't have the family implications and this were a five-star top line, number one, two, three, four, whatever player, and it were down between Kentucky and Louisville, I would argue I am of the belief that playing with better players is more valuable. It's what Kevin Durant did. It's what what LeBron James has been trying to do, is more valuable. That's what the NBA does. Than going somewhere where right now Kenny Payne can't sell to you the roster. Who's on Louisville's roster in 2023?
Kamari Lands.
And?
Kamari Lands.
I mean, we don't know.
Devin Ree. Yeah. Yeah, maybe A.J. Johnson.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we wouldn't be talking A.J. Johnson probably if D.J. Wagner were in the fold, which probably tells you what you need to know. But, I mean, come on. Texas says, Billy Reed voice, is he going to Louisville Live or not?
Roosevelt Wheeler.
Texas says, D.J. to Scene Hall and Shaheen Holloway. Listen, I'm here for any of that. Although that would be boring. I mean, the NBC Sports Network's not around. Where do they play their games?
It's all Fox Sports One.
Yeah. Texas says, how are we favored to beat Wake Forest? Was that meant for me or Mengus? Which Wake Forest? Which game? Football? You're not. You can't be. Are you? I don't know. Texas says, IU postgame shows with Jack would be the best during the basketball season. Well, Jack hasn't done one during the football season. Texas says, Goodman's a douche. Texas says, Andy, you've lost all credibility. Oh, no. Goodman lost all credibility of being objective. John Calipari shouldn't recruit DJ Wagner. Are you effing kidding me? I don't think that was it. He just thinks Louisville's a better place. My philosophy is different. I think the NBA has shown you which one they value. I think the NBA has shown you. Does Donovan Mitchell want to play on a team that he's the only one? He's averaging more points, but they stink? Or does he want to be on a team with Darius Garland and, you know, the players they have? Who's it, Kevin Love? Who's the big they have? I can't remember.
It is Kevin Love.
No, they have another big. He's like a star.
Was it Jared Allen?
Is that it? I can't remember. It doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter. That's just the way I see it. I mean, listen, it's fine. I mean, if Kentucky wins this battle, Kentucky wins the battle. Louisville needs to get A.J. Johnson and do what they're doing. Texas says D.J. is going to go to the G League. Texas paid less money for Arch money to commit than U of L has paid for D.J. to not commit. Yeah. Texas says you go where you're the star, not where you're the same. Number one, you're a star at both places. Number two, on top of that, you go where your game can look the best. And I believe that is playing with other great players. And, you know, Evan Mobley's the guy I was thinking of. Other great players.
Yeah, Jared Allen plays for the Nets.
I can understand the other side of that. I just don't disagree with it. And if that's the case, again, if there weren't so many family connections, then that would be something that we would be talking more about and putting more pressure on Kenny Payne about. I just don't see it that way. Neither did Kevin Durant. Neither do, you know, James Harden and all these guys when they want to form up. I mean, we talk about super teams, but that's essentially what we're talking about, right? When you play and you're LeBron and you're playing, you know, you're Steph Curry and you're playing with Kevin Durant Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. Life's easier than if you were playing, you know, on the Hornets. Okay, if you're playing on the Clippers, it's a little bit different. I mean, that's the way it is. I think you guys are wrong on this. I do.
The NBA perspective is you're doing it to try to win a championship. The college game, there's two ways to look at it. It's all about, can I get to the NBA quicker? And what will showcase my skills more to the NBA? Is that going to be having the ball in your hands all the time and being the star of the team?
Both of those are Kentucky, though. Where is he going to be the better NBA player? It's going to be at Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where is he going to get drafted higher? It's going to be at Kentucky. Or it's not going to matter where he goes. Where is he going to be able to win in 2023? Kentucky. It's not even close.
I mean, that's the Calipari mantra, though.
But it's also reality for 2023.
Yeah, but like, I'm pushing the winning thing to the side because I think they're looking purely at NBA draft stock. And there is an argument that can be made, and that's why, you know, you see five stars disperse. So you see less of these super classes these days of,
sure,
of I want to be the star, I want to be the guy. But as Calipari says all the time, not every guy is that's a star in high school is going to be a star in college, and every guy that's going to be a star in college is going to be a star in the pros. And especially when, you know, again, I go back to it not being a great class, the chances of DJ Wagner being a superstar in an NBA team that's really, really good aren't great. He can be an NBA player for sure, but I don't think he's going to be a star in the NBA to where he's got to learn how to play a role and not just be the guy. Where does that favor Kentucky, where you're going to be playing with, you know, all these other top recruits?
It just does. It's the way that it is. And listen, I mean, Louisville, this is, like, to me, it's the wake-up call of they need to get some guys. They need to get A.J. Johnson. This 2023 class has to be one along with guys like Devin Ree, right? Our guys that are going to work out for UofL, and then he's going to have to go out there and win battles in the transfer portal against, again, Calipari, Chris
Texas,
Beard,
Gonzaga,
Mark Few, these places that he's lost them to. And you know, and that's reality. That's reality. And so we'll see what happens with this one. Jack, let's take a break. On the other end, Pat Forty and Goodman mentioned one thing, something stemming from all this Penny Hardaway stuff. No more bans for the tournament. I'm convinced some Louisville fans are addicted to the excuse of the cloud hanging over the program every time they don't get a player. And it's going to be very difficult for them to live when the cloud is gone. And if they ever miss on a recruit, because they're going to miss on a recruit because everybody misses on recruits. Anyway, 437-9680, one more segment to go. It's The Take, hanging out on a Wednesday on ESPN 680.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We're taking your thoughts on Joey Votto. Fred, go ahead.
My thoughts are, death to Floyd Street, Loserville sucks, you bums and blanker chip L's down, you chump of a chump. Booyah!
The booyah got me.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, back in the Liquor Barn Studios. Reminder, Soccer City coming up after us on ESPN 680-1057. It's The Take. Andy Sweeney, Jack Grossman, Strebeloff today. He's back in the saddle tomorrow. Speaking of tomorrow's show, we will be on the road at the Winter Circle in Clarksville. Like, literally, when all the gambling went live, Jack, that place was the first place that I, you know... It was probably DraftKings, but I'm talking like the physical place. That was the first place to log a bet, and that place was booming. And you know, there we go.
It was booming pretty good. While I was there,
was a booming
with
yeah. Was it really?
Oh yeah, people were
betting the horses,
betting the ponies. Maybe.
I'm wondering, can we crush a heater in there? Was anyone crushing a heater?
Right, so there was a smoking side and a non-smoking side.
Oh yeah,
side.
That's right.
We were set up on the non-smoking side.
On the non-smoking side,
yeah.
Well, me and Struble may have to wander over. How about that?
Yeah.
Bobby V's going to be eating the chili. Have fun with that, Bob. Bob loves the chili there.
I'm debating whether or not I want to try the chili.
Try the chili.
Like, yeah, I mean, Bob talked so highly about it.
I believe Bob.
Yeah.
Don't you?
I mean, I
believe Bob. And Bob's like, hey, at the Winter Circle, the chili's good. I'm rolling with Bobby
I mean,
V.
There's things that you trust certain people with.
with food in the Belvanos.
Belvanos, you trust them with food.
Yeah. I had a buddy just text me.
It's been in the fridge for a month.
I would say fresh food.
Yes, which this would qualify.
Yeah, them waiting 3 weeks to eat some, you know, linguine. Eggplant Parmesan. That's a different story. I had a buddy text me. Buddy must be listening. He says, get some of the chili. Yeah, we'll be there. We got to get Strible to make a bet. I don't know what that is. Well, what about a $10 bill? Like, I want to see him walk up to the window with a $10 bill and have a ticket for Kentucky Moneyline, right? Let's go. Let's go, big boy. So we'll see what he does there. 437-9680, if you want to jump in. You know what one of the crappy things on my sheet of lies was?
What?
And I'm sorry for this, and we're not going to get into this, but I actually saw the story. Jack was right. IU is selling us Logan Duncombe. That's on my list.
He's the
ninth guy on the roster.
No, he's not even the ninth guy. He is the 12th guy on the roster. He's behind Anthony Leal, Andy.
Oh, man, I knew that would trigger you. I knew that would trigger you.
What a full sack of BS that is. I mean, even if he has improved and he is good.
I'm sure he has improved.
I would hope so. He's been on campus for a year, but still, he's behind Jackson Davis and Malik Renaud. He's not going to play unless something is seriously wrong with that team.
Jack, I'm going to have you pivot from your crappy Indiana hot take to, can we get the call? The audience needs to hear the caller.
Oh, yes, yes.
There is... a caller compared DJ Wagner to somebody else who played at one point at U of L and NC State, if I'm not mistaken, right?
And he had a really good game against NC State.
Yes, he did.
The Sweet 16.
Then he left. Here you go. Here you go.
Look up a highlight video. Unimpressed. I'm like, all right, well, maybe that. Look up a highlight video. Unimpressed. I'm like, all right, well, maybe that one was just not.
Wait. Are you saying unimpressed or not like? Floored.
Talk about DJ Wagner.
I wasn't floored. I wasn't that impressed. He looks like Anton Gill, but less athletic. Anton, you know, I'm not a basketball guru by any means. I am not Marcus Maven, but I've seen some highlight tapes, and I've thought, damn, that kid can play. And I watch him play, and I think, how is this the best? The 2023 class has to offer. How?
I mean, Anton Gill, come on.
He looks like Anton Gill, but less athletic.
I mean, you know what that is? That's mean to Anton Gill. Because now everyone has to make fun of, Anton Gill. Wait, did Anton Gill finish at Nebraska?
Yes, he transferred to Nebraska.
Wait, did anyone know that? Did I know that?
You said NC State. I knew the game was against NC State, but I was like, that's not
right. Did he not go to NC State?
No. He transferred to Nebraska. Because when you said it, something registered in my head, and I went USC, and I knew that was wrong.
No, that's
Ron
wrong.
Aaron that
right.
went to USC.
Right.
And I just kind of went with, but yeah, no, it was definitely Nebraska.
Okay, do you guys remember that? He played 2 years at Nebraska.
Yes.
Maybe I remember that now.
I saw him play in person at Nebraska.
Maybe I remember that now. I don't know what's going on with that.
It was definitely Nebraska.
Come on. No, I'm looking at it right now at ESPN.com. No, I'm just trying to think if I remember that when they played in Indiana or something like that.
Red and white jerseys. School started with an N. And he had the really good game in the Sweet 16 against NC State.
Anton Gill. It's okay. Just you take the loss.
Also,
you take the loss.
There is some crushing news.
Oh, what's the crushing news?
Our guy, Louis Rabeau, has texted in.
What's that?
So I noticed this when I was there earlier today. And Bob's going to be crushed tomorrow.
No chili?
There's no more restaurant there.
Oh, there's no more food there?
Yeah.
Oh, I want Bob to find out organically.
I was looking for the chili.
Oh, there's no more chili there?
Today. Yeah.
It's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
I have to get up and leave for 25 minutes during the show because I had chili. I mean, chili immediately means, come on.
So I'm going to be the one that has to witness. The group's going to be me, Bob, and Paul Rogers. and we're going to witness.
That makes me happy.
Bob realized that there's no chili.
I want to go on the smoking side
and Paul Rogers
and just crush a bunch of heaters and come out stinking. I mean, were there guys? I mean, there's some degenerates there on the horse on the horse racing side. Yeah. Is Louie? What happened to Louie? Did he just text in?
Yeah, because, he just texted me. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
his kid was sick. That's why he was out.
Are we sure?
That's the text I got this morning.
Okay, because Louis Rabeau, he went out last night. He is an old man. He's an old man. There he is.
Are you freaking kidding me?
There it is.
The voice.
There it is. There it is. There's Nick Valvano. And he, what did he break? What did he just,
fell.
Something
Hold
broke.
On.
Hang on. What just, fell? What just fell? Oh no. What was it?
Oh no, the Churchill Downs.
Oh, did you break the Churchill Downs? You better not have broke that. Where did that come from? We went on this.
Right there.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, which only you and I can see. So
no, yeah, the one right there. Yeah, that's not help. Yeah, right my goodness. Yeah. Some of you and Paul Rogers out there doing a little sports talk radio for a little bit. How about that? How about that? Get a remote with ESPN Louisville and end up with the little Paul Rogers. What the opposite show is that going to be when me and Strebel walk in there? Could you think of anything more opposite of what Strebel's going to bring to the table tomorrow than Paul Rogers?
Remember the day when the Gaudio stuff came out and Bob was off?
Do I remember the day? Yes. I was going to play blackjack at the casino for 3 hours. Yep. Right, people need to know. It was a Friday. We were at Caesars Southern Indiana. And I had set it up to where I had a fantasy football draft at like 6:30.
Yeah.
So instead of leaving early and being hard-pressed and, you know, the entire thing, I was going to just go up there and set up, and then pop over for a couple hours, did all my work in the morning, pop over, play a little blackjack, and then at 2:50 walk over and do some sports talk radio. I had my day set, I was pumped up, I was ready to go, and Jack, I looked down in my email, and I see Chris Mack has been suspended, I think that was, has been suspended for 6 games, and what people don't remember, Bob was off.
Yep.
Bob was off, so this was... Was it February?
No, it was middle of the summer.
No, yeah, it was middle of the summer. Yeah. Bob was off for whatever reason. And so I'm there. Yeah, it was August. I mean, obviously it's fantasy football. Yeah. That's what it was. It was second. This was the third weekend of August. That's when it was. So I'm getting ready to literally getting ready to just kind of sit back and enjoy a couple hours. And I get that email, and then I realize, and everyone's texting me, then I realize who we have on the air.
Yep.
We have
God bless them,
Mike Pratt, rest in peace. We have Mike Pratt and we have Scotty D.
Yep.
And all I remember is how bad of a spot. I mean, Scotty D's a D1 coach.
Yep, he can't talk
he
about
can't
that.
He can't be on there. I mean, if he was Crushy Mac, that would be funny. Much deserved. And so we're like, what are we going to do? And I'm like, I'm going to have to go on the air. And we did 5.5 hours of sports talk radio that day. Like, I remember me and Diener were talking, Jack. And, I mean, does he have to hammer the wall right now? Does Nick Valvano have to do that right now?
Oh,
we have to get the hammer and nail out right now?
To help him.
Oh, please, yeah. Yeah, just go ahead. Just nail the wall a little bit more. So, yeah, I'm right there. And I'm like, I'm going to have to go on the air for 5.5 hours. And we go on the air for 5.5 hours. And I just remember Scotty D. And then we're like, all right, well, there's enough of that. The Cincinnati Reds, what did they do last night? I'm like, we got a punt. I'm like, we got a punt. We got a punt. And then I'm the bad guy having to break down that story because, of course, I am. I'm the guy that does negative Louisville news. Well, put Sweeney on the air. Like, all right. Texas says, where's Round Wagner at? Round Father is at parent-teacher conferences. How many parents know about Strebel being on the radio saying the things that he says? I need a percentage. I'd love to know that percentage. Texas says some
Crystal
fan.
Ball vet.
Texas says some fan not impressed with DJ was probably super impressed with Maverick Rowan. Maverick Rowan was one of my favorite.
Now he actually went to NC State.
He went to NC State and he left early to go.
Yep, he sucked.
Nowhere. Yeah. Texas says I just watched Jason Entz spend $750 on a custom Barbie dream house.
You, my friend, are a moron.
Texter says, heard PT's has a hell of a lunch buffet. I don't think they still do that. Speaking of sound, Jack, what do we want to do here? Is there anything else? None of the Maben stuff. Let's leave that tomorrow for Big Guy. What about Diener and Taylor Swift? How about that? Anything good with that?
Taylor Swift was pursuing me and, you know, kept agreeing to go to places with her. And then I tried to impress her and take her to the poon. I don't really, that's kind of really basically where it ends.
Just play that again. Just go ahead and play that again.
Taylor Swift was pursuing me and, you know, kept agreeing to go to places with her. And then I tried to impress her and take her to the poon. I don't really, that's kind of really basically where it ends. Taylor Swift was pursuing me and.
Give me the Blank and Diener on Wagner and Bradshaw going to Big Blue Madness, because they didn't find that out until like about 9:30, 9:45.
Andy sends me a tweet that from Travis Brandon, that DJ Wagner and Aaron Bradshaw are expected to visit Kentucky for Big Blue Madness on the 14th. So that's the week before the
Louisville Live. If they go to Big Blue Madness and they don't go to Louisville Live, then...
Right. That's pretty much all we need to know.
That's all we need to know.
But what if they go to both?
Then it's still a battle.
It might be still a battle. They got that hype all summer. Like, oh, we're going to commit in July and mid-July. I mean, I don't trust anything.
Yeah, they said that they were going to... Yeah. That DJ Wagner was going to commit at the Peach Jam, and then that came and went, and all the hype and all the bluster just went away, and I don't know what to think. I don't know if DJ Wagner's coming to Louisville or if he's going to Kentucky. I have no idea.
That was so hot and heavy in July, and thank goodness... you know that it was, but I mean, you can't trust what any of these guys say now. I mean, they're gonna. You can trust if they go there.
No, you can't trust anything that they say.
Do you think that?
No.
Do you think that with all the connections, with obviously Kenny Payne and the Wagners and Cal and Kenny Payne, do you think Cal has recruited DJ Wagner any differently than if he was just a 5-star without all those personal connections?
It's a good question.
Like,
I don't know.
Like, do you think he's done the coach thing to where he's called him every day and pressed him so much, or is he being more, quote-unquote, respectful about it?
Here's the thing. They've been there more than anybody. I mean, there's no other schools.
Other than Spain.
Yeah, no. I mean, they went to Spain. Cal went to Spain.
No, I'm talking about Kenny.
Oh, you mean Kenny? I thought you said Cal. Did you say Kenny or Cal?
I said Cal on the standpoint of Kenny and Cal have that relationship also, but I mean that in terms of Kenny Payne.
I think that Calipari has done the most. I don't think it's even close.
Right,
which makes me wonder if Kenny got word a while ago that it's going to be Kentucky. No hard feelings, but it's going to be Kentucky. I have no idea. I don't know how Kenny Payne recruits when he's the head coach. Some of the stuff in college doesn't... I mean, some of the stuff when he was an assistant coach, that's a nice track record, but that's like... I mean, listen, Nathaniel Hackett. You know who that is? That's the guy that everyone hates with the Denver Broncos. I mean, he was a hot coaching commodity. Sometimes you're a coordinator, defense, offensive coordinator. You go to a school, it doesn't work out, right? I mean, we see that. Louisville's lived that life. For the most part, they've nailed those hires. You know, Charlie Strong's an assistant. Boom, he works out. It's great. Bobby was an assistant. Boom, it works out. It's great. Sometimes it doesn't with assistants, and that's... I look at what he did at Kentucky to be different because that was at Kentucky and he was selling to a Hall of Fame coach. Those are two different things. By the way, Kenny Payne, maybe not having, the cloud of the NCAA. Jeff Goodman was on with us about an hour ago, Jack, if you don't mind. Jeff Goodman was on with us and was very strong that he does not think that the postseason bans are something that's going to be dished out.
I was shocked. I thought for sure they'd hit him. And he thought for sure, from what I'm told, they were going to hit him. Everybody did. And to get off with no suspension, no postseason, I didn't think there'd be a postseason ban. I think they're done with postseason bans. I really do. I think the NCAA, for the most part, is done with them because they don't want to penalize kids anymore. They want to try to penalize the coaches, which you could do in the Penny Hardaway Memphis deal. But, you know, they didn't deem him a booster, basically, when he was moving Wiseman from Tennessee, from Nashville to Memphis, so he could play with them or for him when he was a high school and AAU coach. And, yeah, it's just crazy now. Everybody's kind of gotten off so far except for Oklahoma State. And
yeah.
If I was Mike Boynton in Oklahoma State, I'd be BS about this thing because nobody else – I mean, you could say Auburn self-imposed a postseason ban. Well, they sucked that year. Anyway.
Right. Oklahoma State cooperated. I mean, they cooperated. They did.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a joke. It was like throwing darts with that one. I would be a little surprised if Louisville gets hit with another year of a postseason ban. But then again, what do you got a new coach, a new AD. So, like, what do you do if you're the NCAA? How do you hit them? I guess you hit them like, you know, everybody with you know, scholarship reductions, recruiting days, things of that nature. I think the best thing they should do, like, they're implementing these stupid $5,000 fines. It's the dumbest thing, $5,000 fines.
Right.
What they need to do, especially for places where the coaches are not there anymore and they can't hit the coach, they need to just make it such a huge financial hit to scare the coaches, the ADs, the president.
The presidents,
make
right.
Make them all accountable from a financial standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, I'm about with that. I think... If we end up here with U of L not having the issues with the NCAA, Jack, I am interested in how Louisville fans are going to start talking about their program. Because, and here's what I mean. They have had, for the last few years, a go-to, I mean, you can call it an excuse, but a blatant reason why they feel like they haven't been as good as they thought. Now, I want to be clear. With Kansas winning the national title and with Auburn, you know, having been the number one the team in the country last year for half the season, and, of course, with Tommy Lloyd coming in there, they fire him there at Arizona, and they're one seed 2 years ago. I mean, Tommy Lloyd, you know, is going to have a pretty good team.
They're one seed this year.
I mean, they're one seed this year. That's what it was. And so you look at, yeah, it's one seed this year. This is his first year, if I'm not mistaken, yeah. And so, yeah, man, I think there is an expectation anyway. I think it has been altered anyway. Chris Mack should have been better. Kenny Payne should not have missed out on the litany of guys that he did that put now pressure on the backcourt that could really make the team not good if there is a twisted ankle or foul trouble. And so he doesn't have a roster that is long for the ACC, not this year. And so I believe it has been at times the correct excuse slash reason. I also think at times it has been just an excuse and over exaggerated. I mean, does that make sense? I mean, like, this year, Louisville should not enter the ACC, should not enter this season with the backcourt that they have. We can agree with that, right? I mean, if they had one more 13-point score a game, how
Tyrese
different?
Hunter.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, good God! Yeah. I mean, they might be they'd be a tournament team. They'd be.
I'd probably consider them like a 10 seed.
Yeah, you consider them an NCAA tournament team. It's something you can build on. There is some more excitement around it. So how do Louisville, what is the screaming going on? Jack, you're going to have to turn off your mic. I don't know what's going on here. It's one of those things.
It was Cardinal Pat.
The beauty with Cardinal Pat is Ennis would be so upset if we were just running through here screaming, which is what we're going to have to do someday to get Cardinal Pat back, who's done 9 hours of U of L radio today. By the way, did you hear Jeff Pecoro on with them? Thought that Issel was Pat. He didn't know who he was talking to. Go back and listen at the very beginning. Jackie didn't know who Cardinal Pat was. But, man, I'm telling you, how are you guys going to react when there's no excuse there? Like, Kenny Payne, if he misses, which he's going to miss on some, it's not, well, you know, the NCAA there is there. It's like, no, it's just, that's Chris Beard in Texas. Like, no, that's your boy Mark Fuey. No, that's John Calipari. I mean, that very much is out there. I think now I'm just waiting for the DJ Wagner story to end. He should do it on Big Blue Madness, too. That's what they should do, Jack. They should bring him out and have Cal's. By the way, you want to cover that? We never talked about that.
Sure.
You have any interest in that? Okay, I may circle back around. I need to see if the deadline has passed or not. I don't think it has, but I need to go out there. You know, I bought tickets last year. I don't know why all the kids go and they sit outside. Like, you don't have to, dude. You can go to tickets.
It's tradition.
Yeah, but you can go out there the next day and just get a ticket.
Online.
Yeah, online for the fees. It's like $4 or whatever. All right, so Soccer City, they are coming up next. We'll get to that. Soccer City at 6 o'clock. We'll get to that. Reminder, LSL over on 93.9 at 7 o'clock. Have a good night. Big Boy back tomorrow on The Take.